The Traveler's Journal, March 14th. Traveling with trepidation. It's a sad reality that any journey these days is fraught with potential perils. Travel has always been something of a risky venture, and more people are traveling more places more safely than ever before, and doing it with a degree of speed and comfort previous generations would have found astounding. But even as we've reduced physical risks, new concerns have cropped up. Call them trepidations. For starters, there's the blizzard of pre-trip details, the working out of the where, when, and how of a journey, getting reservations for times and places you want to visit at the best possible prices. While it's easier than ever for online travelers to connect the dots themselves, how reliable are those connections? As we assume more responsibility for making our own travel plans, it's easy to be overwhelmed by coordination of details or fixated on what could have been or might be. Then there are the jitters of the journey. Separation anxiety or aerophobia aside, trips these days can be unexpectedly taxing. Getting to the airport earlier for flights that might be hours late. Bad weather, canceled connections, faulty documentation, lost luggage, or unexpected mishaps, myriad in-transit factors might disrupt your plans. The accumulation of trepidation is easy to understand and important to control. The best advice? Plan carefully and be a vigilant voyager. Anticipate both positives as well as negatives. Then, relax and try to enjoy the journey, no matter what hurdles may arise. The worst experiences sometimes make the best stories. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com.